Peltro William Tomkins after John Russell. Rural Employment, 1790. Idyllic rural life. In the 18th century, influenced by enlightened ideas, more emphasis began to be placed on people's personalities, emotions, and closeness to nature. This struck a contrast to the class-dominated order that forced people to conform to rigid strictures. More attention also began to be devoted to children, who embodied people in a natural, unspoiled state. Like today, interactions between children and animals were considered an important part of their emotional formative education, and rural life was idealized as an environment unbesmirched by the city's vices. Paintings on beloved themes were reproduced in graphic art and framed in lieu of actual paintings. Colored graphic art was especially fitting for this purpose, flourishing in England in particular thanks to new techniques for creating coloured surfaces. Usually this type of graphic art was printed in pairs. This was not for the purpose of setting apart moralising good versus bad scenes, rather the pictures complemented each other. This engraving, too, joins the pleasant side of country life, beloved birds and jolly children. The models for the children are Anne and Maria, the daughters of John Russell, the painter of the original work. A number of engravings with different texts were based on it, and the version titled Children Feeding Chickens has a twin, Children Feeding Goats. A version very similar to this print was used at the Vienna porcelain manufacturing for decorating tableware, and images of Anne and Maria were even used for coloured fire screens exported to England.